From the News Center, a news focus.
Voting rights advocates say Pennsylvania has to start making changes now to make the voting process go more smoothly for November. Fewer polling places, long lines, and delayed or missing absentee ballots were just a few of the problems that plagued a primary held in the midst of an ongoing health crisis. Consolidation of polling places caused bottlenecks that led to confusion, hours of waiting to cast ballots, and long lines. John Powers with the Voting Rights Project at the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law says state lawmakers need to take steps to give counties more flexibility.
Authorize county boards of elections to create vote centers, allow for curbside drop-off of ballots, and give them the resources they need to make sure they don't need to consolidate.
Other recommendations include allowing absentee ballots mailed by election day to be counted up to 7 days later and moving up the deadline for processing mail-in votes. Power said the legislature also should take steps to give everyone access to the mail-in voting process.
Sending absentee ballot applications to all voters so that voters don't have to go through the process of having to find absentee ballot applications online or requesting absentee ballot applications from election officials.
He adds that county election boards also need additional funding to fully staff polling stations and provide personal protective equipment for workers and voters. Power said November isn't that far away, and the primary showed both the legislature and county election officials need to take corrective action now.
We saw that waiting too long can result in officials being unprepared to deal with the circumstances that arose, and we have to unfortunately expect the unexpected in these unique times.
He encourages anyone who experienced issues in the primary or in preparing for November to call the nonpartisan election protection hotline at 1-866-OUR-VOTE. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.